Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. During today's program, your host, Mark Friedman, may discuss specific financial planning and investment ideas. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Always consult a certified financial planning professional, qualified attorney, or tax advisor prior to investing to determine what is appropriate for you. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA, and SIPC. And now, here's the host of Dollars and Cents, Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial. If you don't want to see me, did a full 180, crazy, thinking about the way I was, did the heartbreak change me? Maybe. Welcome to Dollars and Cents, another edition and a new year edition. I am Marion Gilman, Executive Vice President and Financial Planner at Friedman Financial, and I'm here with Christian Karcher, the Director of Financial Planning at Friedman Financial. How are you today, Christian?
I'm doing good. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well. A new year and all kinds of new possibilities, right?
Absolutely. Although I didn't have being tech support on my list of possibilities. Mark is a technical wizard to get this podcast up and running each week. It was a struggle today.
He's on vacation. Hope he's having a great time, which I'm sure he is. He will be back next week, but for now we're holding down the fort. And since we didn't really have the technology on our computers, Christian did yeoman's work this morning getting this up and going. So thank you very much, Christian.
Absolutely. Anything to get this podcast out to our great listeners.
Absolutely. And we want to get them ready for the new year and all these new possibilities. It's an opportunity to get your financial house in order, right?
It absolutely is. All of the resolutions and the goals for the year. And I always think it's funny to see all of the predictions each year.
And that certainly is something that's interesting to review, because at the beginning of every year, all kinds of analysts and strategists at the mutual fund companies and the investment companies, they come out with their predictions of what's going to happen this year. And of course, they're all different. Mm-hmm. And I always say, and I'm sure you've heard me, as many of our regular listeners have heard me say this before, you talk to any economist and they'll tell you what they think, and then the one next to them will tell you what they think, and it could be complete opposite things that are going to happen. They don't have to be right, though.
And they usually aren't.
That's exactly right.
Both of them are usually wrong.
That's exactly right. So, and I know, Christian, you did some work on looking at some of the predictions for 2022 that were issued back in January of 2022. So how'd that work out?
It made me realize that I probably shouldn't read the 2023 predictions until next year to see how they went, because boy, were a lot of these off. And so I thought it would be kind of a fun game. And I could tell you where something finished the year, and you could try to guess what the estimates were last year.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
So for instance, the S&P 500, the 500 largest stocks in the US, it finished the year, the value was about $3,829 was the approximate value of the S&P 500. What would you have guessed that the consensus estimate, so the average of all of the big banks' estimates of where that was going to end the year?
Oh, so probably about 42 to 45.
They estimated that it would be at 48.25.
Okay, so there you go. I was actually too low.
You were actually too low. Right. So they were about 20% too high.
And just to give us our listeners some perspective here, the S&P 500 for 2022 was down close, just under 20%.
Right.
So that was a big drop. Mm-hmm. In 2021, it was up over 20%. I think it was like 26%, right? So they extrapolated from what happened in 2021.
Right. And it's always funny.
Yeah.
I was going to say, it's always funny. They pick kind of an average, somewhat average number where you would go, okay, that's an average year of returns. They might say it'll end up 10% higher or 12 or maybe 8. And it's almost never right. In 2021, the market was way higher than the consensus estimates. This year ended up being way lower.
Absolutely. And so everyone just looks at it and says, oh, you know, this will probably keep going on. Just like many individuals right now say, well, the market's just going to keep going down, right? Mm-hmm. That's what's going to happen. But what do we think? What do we know? I mean, we know nothing.
Absolutely. Unfortunately, we don't.
Certainly not in timing the market.
As certainly you and Mark say, the crystal ball isn't working.
Yeah, that's not for this sure. year.
We'll keep checking.
Okay, I'm not doing so well here. So.
All right. So this one is my favorite because this is the Fed funds rate.
Oh my goodness.
For listeners, this is the short-term lending rate. This is how much banks need to pay an interest to borrow money overnight for very short periods of time. And this one is decided by a group of people. The Fed presidents, and they get Correct. To say, this is what we're going to do. So this one isn't even as ambiguous as the market where there's a lot of factors at play. It is just these people. And those people beginning in January came out and said, this is where we think the Fed funds rate will be in December. Now, the actual Fed funds rate right now is between 3.75 and 4%. Marion, where do you think they thought that number was going to be back in January of this year?
So back in January, it's my recollection that the Fed funds rate was between 0 and 0.25%.
That is correct. Yep.
Okay. So they were probably thinking the Fed funds rate was going to go up a little bit, mm-hmm. but maybe about 2%.
So they thought it was going to go up just to 1%.
Just to one. Okay. Very interesting. You know, were they far off, and they decided, like you said,
and they're the ones who get to decide.
Yeah, that's interesting. Okay, well, clearly they didn't do a very good job of predicting what they were going to do last year.
So. Right. And now this is something that impacts people in their day-to-day lives a little bit more. The 30-year mortgage rate finished this year at 6.5%, a shocking rise in mortgage interest rates over the course of the year. Where do you think that the mortgage industry, all of the mortgage experts, the people who buy and sell homes and refinance mortgages, thought that rates would be by the end of the year, back in January? Now, remember, back in January, a 30-year mortgage was about 3%.
Okay.
Back in at the 1st of January last year.
Maybe 3.5%.
So they thought that mortgage rates would get all the way up to 4%.
Oh, wow. Okay. So they did think it was going up, though.
They did think it was going up. They were in the right direction, at least, on this. Yeah.
And the Fed funds, too. They were in the right direction, unlike the S&P 500.
Which,
So totally in the wrong direction. But yeah, it's very interesting, isn't it?
It really is. And I think it lends a great point that, you know, we can prognosticate and guess on all of these things that we can't control. But the fact is, no one knows what other catalysts and events are going to happen throughout the year. No one knew at the beginning of 2020 that we were going to have a worldwide pandemic and shut down for years. In 2022, no one knew that Russia was going to invade Ukraine. And so that uncertainty and those things that you can't control, you can't factor for that. And so anything that those impact, you really can't try to guess at, or worse yet, make goals at. I know sometimes we have clients or people are saying, you know, this year, my financial goal is I want my account value to get to this point. And Marion, why might that not be the best way to make a financial goal?
Well, so first of all, that's really not targeting a value for your accounts is not, certainly not the way we do financial planning in the office. When you step back and you think about what a financial plan should be or what a financial goal should be, it should be more in the way of what type of lifestyle you want to live, what amount of money is needed to support that lifestyle over time. And we work very hard with our clients to come up with those estimates. And they're always estimates. Life happens. We just looked at some things that could go wrong and go radically wrong over time. So really what you want to think about and what we try to force you to think about is, what do I need to live the lifestyle I want to live? And it's not a saying, well, you know what, my portfolio has to be $1 million or it has to be $2 million. And I know there are a lot of those numbers being thrown around because we hear it all the time. I can't retire unless I have $1 million. I can't retire unless I have $2 million. That totally depends on what you need to spend and what are the sources of income you have. So it really doesn't depend on an account value.
Right. So as people are entering the new year, what advice would you give to someone who says, I want to make a financial goal for this year? What types of things might they be looking at saying, okay, I want to do this year? What are those lifestyle things?
So you want to think about, you know, there are just so many, do you want to travel? I mean, that's one of, do you want to spend more time with your family? Does your family live, do grandchildren live across the country? Do you want to spend 6 months in Florida this year? You know, all kinds of, if you're retired, or do you want to get yourself on track to create a path for early retirement?
Right.
You know, do you set goals for the year, Christian?
I do. Jessica and I actually, we had a little date.
Jessica night. Is your wife.
My wife and I, yes. So, we had a little date night and we sat at the kitchen counter. And they weren't all financial goals. In fact, most of them were not financial goals.
And that's the best way to do it.
I think. And we laid out the whole year. We planned all of our in-home projects that we wanted to do.
And
we,
you do a lot of those, don't you?
Oh, lately we have been. Absolutely. The front hall is done. We're on to the guest bathroom. And
nice.
So we laid out all of our goals. So yeah, I love doing that. It was really fun to just sit down. We had a bottle of wine. We broke out the spreadsheet. She's a spreadsheet person too. So it's just
a match made in heaven.
Absolutely.
There you go. I have to admit that I'm not quite as good as that. Although my husband, Richard and I do talk about, it's more, our goals now are more about travel, where mm-hmm. we want to go, you know, which travel we're going to do with my son, which travel we'll do on our own, you know, more things like that. What types of charities we might want to support. We're at a very different stage, you
right.
know, it's, you're starting out, we're getting closer to retiring maybe, but not quite. I'm not there yet.
Didn't think so, Mary.
But it's always fun to set new goals and look at the possibilities.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so now when do you get started on these goals, Christian? Do you start right away?
We have already started. We're finishing up. We made a few for trying to get things done before the end of the year. We've gotten most of those done. January, I think we're getting our passports renewed.
Nice.
We're doing the guest bathroom.
Great.
And I think I have to get an oil change on my car. So there's a nice reminder.
All kinds of things too.
I won't be 3 months late this year.
That's well, that happens too. You know, one reminder for all of our listeners who are still working, there are some things you always want to do at the beginning of the year. And that is, you know, think about if you got a raise, maybe you can, you know, take some of that money that comes, the extra money you're going to now receive mm-hmm. and create an emergency fund for yourself or build up your savings. You always want to take a piece of it and spend it on short-term needs, but it's nice to save a little bit more for the long-term as well. Want to check you want to check to be sure you're maxing out your 401k.
Absolutely.
Contributions have gone up this year, right?
Yep, absolutely.
So you can contribute more. Always good goals to have.
And Marion, if the listeners wanted to talk this through with someone like yourself or Mark, how would they go about doing that?
So if now's the time for you to review your goals and you want to work with a planner, give us a call. We're at Friedman Financial. Our number is 978-531-8108. If you'd like to visit on the web, we are friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, financial.com. So take a look. You can sign up for our Friday newsletter. That goes out every Friday around 10:30. And you can sign up on any page of our website. On the bottom, you click the box and just sign up for the email. It's a great email, a good reminder of what you need to do.
Absolutely.
So I guess that'll do it for this week.
I think that's it for this week. Mark will be back next week with better technology, apparently. So,
well, maybe not.
Maybe not.
You never know.
This could be the best one.
That's right. Thanks for joining us all today and have a great week.
So moved on, it's scary. I'm not where you left me at all. So if
Thank you for listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Please consult a certified financial planning planner, tax professional, or attorney prior to investing to determine what is appropriate for you. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA and SIPC.